Howdy, everybody. We're joined by a new guest on air today. We've got Joel Babcock, the Client Relations Associate for CHI Health at Home here on the line. Joel, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me share a little bit today.
Absolutely. So you guys based doing most of your work in North Dakota, kind of the closest stuff to us, Dickinson specifically. But would you mind explaining to us exactly what CHI Health at Home does for folks?
Yeah, CHI Health at Home and Hospice. We're based in Dickinson in the area, but we see patients in Dickinson, but also the surrounding 60-mile radius. So it'd be all the way to Beach, to Killdeer, to down south to New England, Mott, and over to Glen Olin. Sort of that's our radius for our agency.
Okay, wow. Bigger spot that you guys cover than I thought, coming all the way to Beach, real close to us here in Baker. So, boy, that's 60 miles of coverage, a long ways to go. And so sorts of things you guys are offering: home health, hospice, and palliative care, correct?
That's correct. So those three are the main ones. So home health is basically we're trying to rehabilitate people, get them from point A to point B, get them stronger. People or patients aren't necessarily able to get outside the home. And so we come into the home and we provide nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, home health aid, social worker might help them rehabilitate. It might be in a home setting in their actual physical home, their personal home, apartment, or it might be in trailer, anything, their home setting. So it's getting them better from point A to point B. Palliative care is in between home health and hospice. So palliative care is something awesome we do. It is helping somebody that might have a chronic disease or also be closer to the hospice side of passing away. And it's coming alongside of them and talking about what's their goals in life. It's talking to them about end of life, maybe the trajectory of their disease and how they can live with it, maybe for a long time, or maybe it's closer to the hospice side of them passing away. And let me finish with hospice. Hospice is that the doctor says the patient has 6 months of life left or less if the disease or illness were to continue to its full extent. They can go shorter than 6 months, or they can live a lot longer than 6 months, but it's helping them with their symptoms of perhaps pain, anxiety, any of that, and helping them through that process. You know, the quantity of life might be shorter, but we want to give them quality of life.
And boy, that's such important work you guys do, and a lot of it in quite tender years for folks. So hats off to all the work that CHI Health at Home does for folks. Whether it's in their home or outside of it or kind of on the way out, it's just important to have that support there. And so when it comes to kind of payment for this, I imagine you're talking a lot of kind of insurance payment, but are there ways that folks can get help outside of that as well?
Yeah, so you are right, Blake. It goes through insurance, where the commercial or Medicare, Medicaid, that type of insurance. The other one, so we do bill through that. On the other side, hospice, if somebody does not have funding, we do raise funds throughout the year to help with those patients that, number one, might not have insurance, or maybe there's a shortfall in insurance that insurance only pays so much, and that's why we raise support for those hospice patients. So if somebody is wanting to give towards something, it would be those hospice patients. So we take care of them regardless of funding or not. Not only that, but a bereavement program helping with the family. So we say, hey, we value not only the patient themselves, but also the family. How can we help the family as their loved one passes away? And so that 13-month bereavement program is very important.
Absolutely. And we're speaking with Joel Babcock, a client relations associate with CHI Health at Home. And something you guys have coming up as well that can help folks out is the Hoedown for Hospice, raising funds for hospice patients. That's going on Thursday, June 19th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 in the afternoon at Veterans Memorial Park in Dickinson. Would you mind telling us a bit about that event?
Yeah, you know, and I just just alluded to before, we do raise funds throughout the year. So this is our big annual fundraiser. Thankful for our sponsors, number one, Stevenson Funeral Home, their event sponsor. Thankful for them for doing that, plus other sponsors. But that one is going to be a fun event. We have Medora Burning Hills Musical Singers coming at noon. We have a lunch, a suggested donation on that, pulled pork. We also have bouncy houses, petting zoo, looking to get a fire truck, police car, and also Hatley and Bray will have ice cream, free ice cream there. So, you know, we want to make it a fun event, a great event that people look forward to every year. But we do raise, that's our main fundraiser for raising funds for hospice patients. So come on out. It's great. If you have any kind of cowboy outfit, you know, hat, whatever it might be, come out and join us because it's going to be fun.
Well, yeehaw. So again, that's the Hoedown for Hospice going on at Veterans Memorial Park in Dickinson, North Dakota with CHI Health at Home. And a $10 suggested admission for that. And like Joel mentioned there, if you'd like to get lunch, they'd appreciate a donation for that as well. But sounds like awesome. I'm a big pulled pork guy, so I'm all about that for sure. And if you'd like any more information or if you have any questions about this, you can get a hold of Joel Babcock at 701-774-7078 or send him an email at joel.babcock@commonspirit.org. And, well, I think that's the basis that I have here to cover. Floor's yours, Joel, for anything you'd like us to know.
No, we're thankful for opportunity to serve the community, and this is a great showing value to those that are passing away, you know, end of life. Want to just say a quick thank you again to Stevenson Funeral Home, to Ladbury Funeral Home, and other supporters for the event. But come on out. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day.
Right on. Well, thank you, Joel. We appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing your information with us and all the work that you do there with CHI Health at Home. And we'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.